100% Cairns and the Tropical North. It's 8464CA, as we should be here in the Tropical North. So many people are having their coffee this morning, the smell of coffee in the morning. But you know what my absolute favourite smell is in the morning? The smell of bacon. It is such a versatile, wonderful product. Not just bacon. I just love pork, full stop. Let's talk bacon. Let's ham it up. We're going to have a hog of a time this weekend. Kingaroy, you might not be able to quite make it to Kingaroy by the weekend, but I tell you what, you want to go and check out this festival. It is just a wonderful, wonderful concept. It is the Bacon Fest for 2022 in Kingaroy. Now, she's called the Chief Baconeer, and she's got nice ears too, Evan Lee. Christy Boyd joins me this morning. Good morning, Christy. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic, Murray. Bacon Fest is back. We are so stoked. Wear your stretchy pants, folks, because this weekend is your time to go the whole hog and pig out.
Hey, this is a fantastic concept. And as I said, I just love bacon in all its different forms. But you guys, you're really stretching the boundaries. We're talking about salted bacon caramel, peanut brittle with infused bacon as well, bacon donuts with maple glaze, a pork rendition of Rocky Road, bacon popcorn, and of course the low and slow cooked pork over a live fire with all that crackling. It just sounds like absolute heaven on a stick, Christine.
Isn't it what? Like, bacon's just magical. Yeah, the Flaming Mongrels are bringing their massive, like, 6x10 metre charcoal burner to cook porky treats for the crowd, and, like, everyone can sit around and watch it, and then they, like, ring this massive bell and get everyone pumped up, and then everyone just hauls to them and then pigs out on pork. It's too much fun. And the Sun Pork Smoke-Off is going to be sizzling all weekend as well. So the Australasian Barbecue Alliance, they compete against each other from all across Australia, and that'll all be happening in our town of Kingaroy as well during the Bacon Fest weekend.
Because, I mean, Kingaroy really is, it's the capital for pork here in Queensland. So it makes sense that at this time of year, when it's still a little bit cold, but things are starting to warm up slowly, to just celebrate bacon and pork, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. With a pork, well, you know, we've got Super's Bacon Factory, which Sun Pork is our major sponsor, and it's the largest importer of our region and also the largest pork processing facility in the Southern Hemisphere. So, we were known and will forever be known as the peanut capital of Australia, but now we're also the bacon capital.
Now, tell me about this. It's a bit of a tipple. It's the Wine and Swine event. That's, I guess, incorporated into the event on the weekend as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be wining, dining, squigging and swining. It's going to be awesome. So that's our sort of our launch event. So that's on the Friday night. Tickets sold out for that event and our long table breakfast very quickly as well. So that'll kick off on the Friday night, and then the Saturday morning the gates open to all the public at 10 a.m. And it's a sight to see, let me tell you, because people get in the scene. We've had guys show up in like full bacon suits, like the whole suits, like printed in bacon and bacon ties, and it's just crazy. Oh, it's so much fun.
Now look, you know, unfortunately I think for most of our listeners, they're not going to be able to make it to Kingaroy, but if you are planning to head down to the southeast corner this weekend, maybe a bit of a detour and head to Kingaroy, this is just going to be a wonderful event. I mean, you're looking to cater for about 20,000 people, so there's just going to be pork and pig and bacon everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. And this year we've got celebrity chefs Miguel Maestro, Matt Galinsky and Dan and Steph. So they'll be going the full ball with cooking demos all weekend, plus all the live music. So we've just, you know, bacon pulls people, but celebrity chefs also do. So this is our first year that we've had four. So we've got a lot on for everyone.
Now, look, you know, for people that can't make it this year, put it on the calendar for next year. If you're a bit of an aficionado like I am when it comes to bacon, you know, I should imagine the old pandemic's probably caused some issues in recent years. But you're back on board, and of course, I believe it's an annual event, so if you can't make it this year, 2023 might be the year of bacon for you and the Bacon Fest at Kingaroy.
Yeah, we didn't let the ham-demic beat us, Murray.
The ham-demic as well.
And you know what? If you can't make it and you'd like to support a community-led regional festival, head on over to our website and grab yourself some Bacon Fest merch, or even pop over to our website and like us, like our page. It's it does contribute a lot to our regional economies, festivals like this. So any support is greatly appreciated.
Now look, you know what I absolutely hate? Somebody does it at home, and sometimes when I go to the supermarket, I buy bacon and it hasn't got rind or somebody at home takes it off. Even if you're making spaghetti bolognese.
That's ludicrous.
I know. Actually, I can probably say because she's actually just headed down to Brisbane, but she might head up and see you. That's the other half. But she often takes the rind off. It is the best part of bacon. Do you agree as Chief Baconeer?
Yeah, I... I do agree, Murray. But I have to ask you, how do you like your bacon? Crispy? In the middle?
No, definitely. Well, no, look, actually, no, I'm probably more in the middle. Can I also tell you something else that I do particularly like doing? And I got this habit from my mum, and you know what it's like. If mum does it, you've just got to follow suit. I actually always boil my bacon, then I just basically take the water off, dry it a bit, a little bit of butter, you don't need much, just a little bit of butter in the pan and cook it from there. Just something about boiling it gives it just a really nice crispy, but maybe not quite as salty and greasy. Have you ever done it that
Murray,
way?
Murray, you have just taught the chief baconer at Kingaroo Bacon said something about bacon she didn't even know.
Is that right? We
have got like 30 people coming to our place to camp over the weekend to experience Bacon Fest. So my fridge is full of Australian bacon. So I'll pass on the tip to all of those. I'll be too busy running around the festival, but I'll give it a go. Thanks for the hot tip. That's great.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's such a different taste, and it actually makes it more crispy. But I said it just takes...
How long do you boil it for?
Look, only just you basically just bring it to the boil. Sometimes I'll turn it just as it boils. Then you basically take the water off, make sure it's fully drained, because you don't want bacon, you know, you don't water when you actually cook the bacon. Just dry it off, maybe pat dry it a little bit with a bit of paper towel, tiny bit of butter, and then just pan fry it on its own from there. You try it and you let me know, Christine.
I will. I certainly will. Thank you very much.
I might be the celebrity chef next year. I might get an invitation from you. Come down and show us your boiled bacon bottom, Muzza.
Good on you, Mum. Good on you, Mum.
Yeah, I'll tell her this when I see her on the weekend. I'm going to say, hey, Mum, I'll tell you what, you might have changed the whole face of bacon. Hey, have a fantastic weekend. And even if you can't make it this weekend, as you said, go and check out the website, a whole range of fantastic bacon products. But make sure it's on the calendar for 2023. It is the Bacon Fest in Kingaroy. Christy, Chief Baconeer, have a fantastic weekend. And hopefully you'll get a chance to eat some bacon too.
Oh, it's high on the list of priorities, Murray, and thanks so much for your support. Appreciate it.
No worries at all. It's 8464CA. More Bosch and Rocket tickets coming up in a couple of minutes' time.